You are listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name is Dana Pretzer. This is my daily commentary for Tuesday, January 23rd, 2007. You know, this story gets stranger and stranger every time I read about it. The godfather of soul, James Brown's body, has been moved from a temporary resting place in his home. But his attorney isn't saying where. James Brown's body was moved Thursday from a guarded climate control room in his Beech Island, South Carolina home, where it's been since December 30th, said Buddy Dallas, the late entertainer's estate trustee and longtime counsel. Buddy died on Christmas Day from heart failure in Atlanta, and he was 73. Dallas would not say why the body was moved, but said no decision has been made where Brown's final resting place will be. Brown's six adult children are planning to put the body in a mausoleum, perhaps turning the singer's home about 9 miles east of Augusta into a museum that would include his grave. Family members plan to consult with Elvis Presley's family on how they open Graceland. Presley's mansion in Memphis, Tennessee attracts 600,000 visitors a year. I can't see a comparison between James Brown and Elvis Presley. I cannot see it. Yes, they both had checkered lives for sure, but in the entertainment aspect, the record sales aspect, and the pure and simple public fascination and admiration aspect, there is no comparison between Elvis Presley and James Brown, and there never will be. So you gotta wonder if this isn't just a way to make some money for the family of the godfather of soul, James Brown. I'm Dana Pretzer.